Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to have fellowship.
感谢主，我们有一个机会可以来交通。
The burden that the Lord put on my heart this time is to fellowship on the sound gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天主放在我里面的负担是要来交通基督耶稣纯正的福音。
And specifically, we're going to read the letter to the Galatians.
我们特别要交通的是加拉太书。
We're going to fellowship on the four important pillars of the sound gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们要交通的是基督耶稣纯正福音的四个柱石。
The first pillar.
第一个柱石。
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
基督的启示。
The second pillar.
第二个。
Christ himself.
基督自己。
The third pillar.
第三个。
The cross of Christ.
基督的十字架。
And then the fourth pillar.
最后一个。
Is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Let us turn our Bible to the letters to Galatians.
让我们来先来读加拉太书。
We are going to read a few scriptures.
来读几处经文。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7.
加拉太书一章六到七节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7.
加拉太书一章六到七节。
I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.Which is really not another, but there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
一章六到七节，我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Chapter 1, verse 11 to 12.
一章十一到十二节。
For I would have you know, brethren,That the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men. For I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Next, we're going to read chapter 5, verse 1.
五章一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
五章一节。
It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
五章一节。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
二章二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
二章二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Finally, chapter 5.
最后是在第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
五章十六节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh.
五章十六节。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
让我们再来有点祷告。
Lord, how much we need to hear the word of your truth this morning.
主，我们是多么的需要听到你真理的话语。
May your Holy Spirit do the revelation work in all of our hearts.
愿你的圣灵在我们每一个人的心中多做开启的工作。
So that in this dark and dangerous times,
在这一个黑暗又危险的时代，
that your church can know what is the truth.
你的教会可以知道什么是真理，什么是真实的。
And we can have the direction to continue to follow you.
我们能有一个正确的方向，继续的来跟从你。
We wait before you, may you speak to us.
我们在你的面前等候，愿你对我们的心说话。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. From the letter to the Galatians,
加拉太书里，
we know that the saints in Galatia has a problem.
我们知道加拉太的圣徒他们有一个问题。
We know that in the beginning,
我们知道在他们起初的时候
when Apostle Paul preached to them the gospel of Jesus Christ,
当使徒保罗将基督耶稣纯正的福音传给他们的时候
the saints in Galatia really had a good start.
加拉太的圣徒实在是有一个很好的开端
and they really had a pure desire of the Lord.
他们对于主有非常单纯的渴慕
and they desire to grow into maturity.
他们也渴望要长大，要成熟。
They even want to serve God.
他们也非常的想要来侍奉神。
But we know that just after a few years,
但是我们知道一旦年月过去之后
some of the Christians with Judaism background came into their midst.
有一些自称是基督徒但是却是有很强的犹太教背景的人到他们的中间。
And these Jewish Christians, instead of preaching the sound gospel of Jesus Christ,
这些人在他们中间并没有传讲基督耶稣纯正的福音。
They twisted the word and deviated from the truth.
他们事实上更改了这个道，并且偏离了真理。
They start preaching the need to observe the law.
他们开始传讲说，你们必须要遵守律法。
So that they can gain acceptance from God.
如此你们才能够得着神的认可。
And as a result of that,
结果就是
the churches in Galatia fell into great confusion and dark spiritual condition.
加拉太的教会就陷入了很大的混乱和属灵黑暗的光景里。
From this letter,
从加拉太书里
we saw the biggest problem was that they lost their freedom in Christ.
我们看见他们最大的问题就是他们失去了在基督里面已经得着的自由。
And they lost the ability to continue to stand firm for the testimony of Jesus.
因此他们就失去了这个能力就是继续的站立的稳为基督耶稣的见证。
So when Paul learned about their situation,
所以当保罗晓得他们的情况之后
his heart was deeply troubled.
他的心非常的为他们忧虑。
And his heart was on fire, burning with God's jealousy for his own people.
因为保罗为着神的百姓，他是带着神祭邪的心，为神的百姓着急火热。
Therefore, in the beginning of this letter,
所以在加拉太书的一开始
Apostle Paul directly pointed out their problem.
使徒保罗直接指出了他们的问题。
If we look at verse 6,
如果我们看一章六节
Paul said, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting who call you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩找你们的去从别的福音。
Paul wants to let them know that the so-called gospel that they have pursued is really not a gospel at all.
保罗想让他们知道他们现在在追求的那一个所谓的另一个福音根本都不是福音。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
today,
今天
similar to the churches in Galatia,
和加拉太的教会很相似
we are also challenged with a very dangerous times.
我们在这一个非常危险的时代也面临着很多的挑战。
Not only on the outside,
不仅仅是外面的。
There are different false religions and heresies.
那些不同的假冒的宗教和异端。
But we know, even among different churches,
但是我们同时也知道在不同的教会里面
there are different kind of so-called gospels.
也有不同的别的福音很多不同的福音被传讲。
Because if we blindly accept these distorted different gospels,
如果我们盲目地接受了这一些更改过的、扭曲了的福音
then for sure we'll be in a lot of confusions and struggles.
那我们一定就会陷入很多的混乱和挣扎里面。
Isn't this true?
这是真的吗？
Today there are so many different gospel being preached.
今天有非常多不同样的福音被传讲。
Some may preach the gospel of prosperity.
有一些人只注重于传讲兴旺发达的福音。
How can a Christian be rich?
教基督徒在地上如何的成为富有。
Some preach the gospel to improve ourselves.
有一些人只注重于传讲自我提升的福音。
How can we be a better person?
怎么样成为一个更好的人。
And maybe some preach the gospel of good works.
可能有一些也在传讲行善积德的福音。
Maybe we can do good works to earn God's acceptance.
教人如何的做善功可以得着神的认可。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
We have to realize one thing.
但是有一件事我们要意识到。
What kind of gospel we receive determines what kind of Christians we become.
我们接受什么样的福音就会成为什么样的基督徒。
If we believe in the different kind of gospel,
如果我们信从了别的福音
then we'll live out a different, the wrong kind of Christian lives.
那么我们的基督徒生活定规是过不好的。
Perhaps we may gain many things for ourselves.
可能我们在地上会得着很为自己得着很多。
Maybe we feel like the,God has blessed me a lot.
我们甚至都觉得说神好像非常的祝福我们。
We may think that we have accomplished a lot for God in our lives.
我们可能还觉得说在我们的生命当中为神成就了很多的工作。
But,
但是
if all these are not in accordance to the original purpose of God,
如果所有做的这一些和神原初的旨意都不相关
then from God's perspective,
那么在神的眼中
We have wasted our lives.
我们就是枉费了自己的一生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we have to pay attention to this.
我们要注意。
Because when we meet with the Lord one day,
因为有一天我们终究要跟主面对面。
When the Lord take a look at all our achievements during these few decades in our lives,
当主看我们这一生所成就的工作。
It would be such a shame and regret if the Lord shake his head and say,You have wasted your life that I gave you.
如果神向着我们摇头，只有一句总结，说你枉费了我给你的一生，那这将是我们最大的羞愧和懊悔。
And this was the direction where the saints in Galatia were going.
这事实上就是当时加拉太的圣徒们他们所走的路。
Because they have deviated to pursue a different, a distorted gospel.
因为他们偏离了那个纯正的福音，去追求那一个更改过的扭曲了的福音。
Even though they may still gather diligently every single week,
他们可能每一个礼拜都还是非常殷勤的聚会。
They were still doing a lot of good works,
他们或许还是做非常多的善功。
But yet,
但是
they were completely out of sync with God's purpose.
他们与神的旨意是完全断开连接了。
But,
但是
we thank God,
我们感谢神。
Because God has a glorious purpose for the churches in Galatia.
神对加拉太的教会的圣徒有荣耀的目的。
Despite they have lost their way,
尽管他们在所走的路上迷失了。
We know God never given up on them.
我们知道神永远都不会离弃他们，放弃他们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So what is God's answer to all these problems that the churches in Galatia were facing caused by the different gospel?
那么加拉太的教会的圣徒所有这一些因着另一个福音而产生的问题神解决的方法是什么呢?
God's answer to all these problems
神的答案是
is the sound gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督纯正的福音。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how much we need to know what is the sound gospel of Jesus Christ today?
我们今天是多么的需要知道什么是耶稣基督纯正的福音。
If we read the letter to the Galatians,
如果我们读加拉太书,
we'll find there are four main pillars for this sound gospel.
说到这一个纯正福音有四个重要的基石。
Revelation,
启示,
Christ,
基督,
the cross of Christ,
基督的十字架。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Let us fellowship on the first one.
先让我们来看第一点。
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
基督的启示。
You know, in chapter 1, Paul said,
我们知道在第一章保罗说,
verse 15 to 16,
第一章15到16节这里保罗说,
But when God, who has set me apart even from my mother's womb, has called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me.
那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
You know, when some people read this verse,
当有一些人读这一节经文的时候
they may think that only smart people like Paul is worthy of receiving the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他们可能觉得只有像保罗这么聪明这么有学识的人才配得基督的启示。
But is that true?
这是真的吗?
No, that's not true.
不是的。
Because if we read this in context above,
如果我们看第一章的上下文,
we saw that Paul shared his testimony that he was previously totally against God persecuting Christians.
保罗讲到他过去的年月，他是如何的抵挡神，又是如何的迫害基督徒。
But yet,
但是
in God's mercy,
在神的怜悯中
，Heavenly Father revealed His Son in Him.
天上的父将自己的独生子启示在保罗心里。
So what Paul is trying to say to us is,
在这里保罗讲到自己的历史，他其实是想说
，Even a terrible, terrible sinner like myself can receive this heavenly revelation.
我这么可怕的一个罪人，我都能够得着属天的启示。
Of course, people like you and me, we can too.
你当然也可以。
Indeed.
是的。
Our heavenly Father loves us so much.
我们天上的父亲非常的爱我们。
And we know it gives our heavenly Father such a great pleasure when someone gains a fuller appreciation of His beloved Son.
当有人在地上对于他的独生爱子有一个更丰满的认识的时候，这会让我们天上的父亲大得喜悦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how much we need to ask the Lord to reveal His Son more and more in us.
我们是多么的需要祈求我们的父神将他的儿子更多的启示在我们心里。
What is the revelation of Jesus Christ?
那么基督的启示是什么呢？
Maybe we can use Apostle Paul's experience as an example.
我们可能可以用保罗的经历作为一个例子。
We remember before Jesus revealed himself to Paul.
在基督启示给保罗之前。
Back then, Paul hated the Christians.
保罗那个时候非常的憎恨基督徒。
He was persecuting Christians.
他也是迫害，极力迫害基督徒。
But one day,
但是某一天，
when Paul was chasing down the Christians who were fleeing to Damascus,
当他追赶基督徒到大马士革。
He was trying to capture these Christians back to Jerusalem to persecute them.
他想要把这些基督徒重新的抓回到耶路撒冷去迫害他们。
All of a sudden,
突然
in a great light,
在一个大光当中
the Lord Jesus revealed himself to him.
耶稣基督将自己启示给保罗。
This is the picture of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这其实就是基督启示的一个很完整的图画。
And in this revelation,
在这个启示里面，
Paul asked two questions.
保罗问了两个问题。
First, he asked,
第一个问题，
Who are you, Lord?
主你是谁？
And then the second question he asked,
第二个问题，
What shall I do, Lord?
我应当做什么主？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
today,
今天，
we probably would not have such a dramatic experience like Paul.
我们或许不会像保罗一样有这么一个戏剧化的经历。
But we have to know this.
但是我们要知道一点。
The spiritual principle is the same.
属灵的原则总是一样的。
When the Lord Jesus revealed himself to us,
当主耶稣基督将他自己开启给我们的时候，
maybe through our studying of his word,
或许是借着我们研读他的话语，
maybe through our fellowship with our brothers and sisters,
或许是借着与弟兄姊妹们的交通，
when the Lord revealed himself to us,
当主将他自己开启给我们的时候，
it always comes back to these two main questions.
我们总是会回到这两个问题。
First,
第一个，
Who are you, Lord?
主你是谁？
Although we may think that we have known our Lord for many years,
或许我们觉得我们已经认识主非常多年了。
When the Lord revealed himself to us,
但是当主又将他的自己再开启给我们的时候，
we always find this new and fresh appreciation of who our Lord himself is.
我们总是对主是谁能发现一个全新的并且是新鲜的认知。
Second question.
第二个，
What shall I do, Lord?
主，我当做什么？
When the Lord revealed himself in us,
当主将自己开启在我们里面的时候，
what we'll find is that we always find there is a fuller purpose.
我们会发现有一个更完全的一个目的。
There's a higher calling for us.
哦，对着我们，神有一个更完全的目的，有个更高的呼召。
And we cannot help but once again consecrate ourselves into the Lord's hand.
我们不能自已的不得不再一次的将自己奉献在神的手中。
So for us who are to preach the sound gospel of Jesus Christ,
对于我们这一些要传讲耶稣基督纯正福音的人，
the first thing we have to know,
第一件事我们要知道的是，
we must be those who have the first hand revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要从耶稣基督那里得着第一手的关于耶稣基督是谁的启示。
The second thing,
第二件事，
Christ himself,
就是基督自己。
In this short letter to the Galatians,
加拉太书不长，
only 6 chapters,
只有六章，
but yet, the word Christ appeared 34 times,
基督这个词出现了34次。
So from this we can feel Paul's deep burden to bring the saints' focus back to consider Christ himself.
我们可以看见，从这里就可以看见保罗有一个很深层的负担，就是要将这一些人重新的带回到基督的面前，思想基督。
Indeed,
是的。
The gospel of Christ must be a Christ-centered gospel.
基督的福音必须是以基督为中心。
Because Christ is the center of God's eternal purpose.
因为基督是神永远旨意的中心。
And if anyone preached a gospel that treat Christ anything less than that,
如果任何人传的福音没有将基督摆在中心的位置，或者轻贱了基督是中心的地位，
then Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 verse 8,
保罗在一章八节那里，
he is to be accursed.
保罗很严厉地说，这样子传讲的人，他是必定要被咒诅的。
What is the biggest thing that Christ has accomplished for us?
那么基督为我们成就的一件最大的事是什么呢？
If we look at chapter 5 verse 1 we read before,
如果我们看之前我们读过的五章一节，
It was for freedom that Christ set us free.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
remember these words.
请记住，
Christ set us free.
基督释放了我们。
Indeed, this is the good news.
这是一个好消息。
This is indeed the tremendous thing.
这也是一件了不起的事。
Today, some people think that freedom is just doing whatever we want.
今天可能有人觉得自由就是你可以尽情的做你想做的。
But that's wrong.
但这是不对的。
True freedom is not doing whatever we want.
真正的自由不是你可以尽情的做你想做的。
What is true freedom?
那什么是真正的自由？
True freedom when we have, is that when we have the freedom to say no to ourselves.
真正的自由就是我们有这个自由和能力向我们自己的己说不。
True freedom is that when we have the freedom to say yes to God's will.
真正的自由就是我们有这个自由和能力向神的旨意说是。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we want to preach the sound gospel of Jesus Christ,
如果我们想要来传讲耶稣基督纯正的福音，
we must be those who honor Christ as the center of our lives.
我们必须要在自己的生命当中是真正的那一帮尊崇基督为中心的地位。
Let's fellowship on the third pillar.
接下来我们要说到第三个柱石。
The cross of Jesus Christ.
基督的十字架。
You know, today some may preach Christ without a cross.
今天有些人可能是传讲基督，但是不要十字架。
Forget about the cross.
忘掉十字架。
Christianity is just about blessings and free grace.
基督教就是充满着所有的祝福和白白的恩典。
Let's not mention to walk in the way of the cross.
也不要提什么走十架的路。
We don't need to deny ourselves to follow Jesus.
我们也不需要舍己来跟随基督。
It's all about spiritual blessings in Christ without the cross.
所有讲的就是在基督里面的祝福，不需要十字架。
On the other hand,
但另一方面，
some may preach the cross without the Christ.
有一些人可能传讲的是十字架，但是不要基督。
All we need to improve is that we have to improve our moral standard.
我们所有要专心的要做的事情就是提高我们个人的道德标准。
Don't touch this, don't eat that.
不要摸这个，不要碰那个，不要吃那个。
Maybe then we can gain God's acceptance.
或许这样子刻苦己身，我们就能够得着神的认可。
But what is the third pillar of the sound gospel of Jesus Christ?
但是基督耶稣纯正福音的第三个柱石是什么呢？
It is the cross.Of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的十字架。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
五章二十四节这里。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How does Christ set us free?
主是如何的释放我们呢？
When we no longer live for ourselves, then we are free.
当我们不再为自己活的时候，我们就自由了。
The more we die, the more Christ can live through us.
我们更多的向着自己死，我们里面的基督就能够更多的活出来。
What is the problem that we are struggling with today?
今天我们所挣扎的、所面临的问题是什么呢？
Our problem today is that we're too alive, right?
可能是我们的己生命太活了。
Maybe we're too capable of controlling our own lives.
我们对于生活上的每一个细节似乎都非常有掌控力。
Isn't that true?
这是真的吗？
At least this is true for Paul.
至少对于保罗来说是真实的。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Paul realized that the cross of Jesus Christ is his greatest good news.
保罗意识到基督耶稣的十字架是他最大的好消息。
Because the cross set Paul free from Paul.
因为基督的十字架把保罗从自己里面释放了出来。
It is no longer Paul, but Christ.
不再是保罗，是基督。
For Paul, Christ crucified is not just a teaching.
对于保罗来说，钉十架的基督不是一个教导。
Because it is deeply personal to him.
因为这对保罗来讲是一个非常深的一个个人的连结和经历。
Because the Holy Spirit showed him that when he saw Christ crucified on that cross, not only that he died, but Paul died with him on that cross.
因为圣灵给他看见，当基督钉在十字架的时候，不仅仅是基督钉在了十字架死了，是保罗跟基督一起钉在十字架上死了。
That's why in chapter 2 he proclaimed this in verse 20.
所以在二章二十节这里，保罗宣告。
Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Indeed, in these last days,
是的，在这最末了的时候，
many would despise the word of the cross.
很多人可能会藐视十字架的道理。
And many would deviate from the sound gospel of Jesus Christ.
也有可能很多人会偏离主耶稣的真理。
But just like the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18,
但是就像哥林多前书一章十八节这里告诉我们的。
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙。
But to us who are being saved.
在我们得救的人。
It is the power of God.
却为神的大能。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Do we sometimes feel like we're so powerless to live out the sound gospel of Jesus Christ?
我们是否觉得当我们在生命中想要活出基督纯正福音的时候，我们非常的无能为力。
We know what God wants.
我们知道神想要什么。
But somehow we just don't have the strength to live it out.
但是我们根本没有力量去活出来。
Why?
为什么？
Because we despise the cross of Christ in our lives.
因为在我们的生活里面，我们藐视基督的十字架。
We take it too lightly.About the cross of Christ in our lives.
我们在生活里太看轻了基督的十字架。
Even though we may do a lot of outward things,
可能外面我们做非常多的事情。
But in reality,
但事实上
inwardly,
在我们里面
secretly deep down in our hearts,
暗中的在我们内心深处
we reject the work of the cross to deal with our fallen nature.
我们拒绝十字架的工作来对付我们堕落的天性。
And as a result of that,
那么结果是什么呢？
We often find ourselves in spiritual weakness.
我们会发现我们一直陷在属灵软弱的泥潭里面。
Because without the cross,
因为没有十字架，
we can never truly experience the power of God.
我们就绝对不可能经历神的大能。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we want to preach the sound gospel of Jesus Christ,
如果我们想要来传讲耶稣基督纯正的福音，
we must allow the cross to do a deeper work in us every single day.
我们就必须每一天都容让基督的十字架在我们身上做更深的工作。
Finally,
最后，
let's talk about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I don't know if you may be asking this in your heart.
可能我们心里会问，
What does it really mean to allow the cross of Christ to do a deeper work in us?
如何容让基督的十字架在我身上做更深的工作呢？
In Galatians chapter 5:16,
在加拉太书五章十六节这里，
I think Paul pointed out a very clear way for us.
在那里保罗指出了一条很明确的路。
Galatians 5:16,
五章十六节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will notcarry out the desire of the flesh.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
This is the true meaning of the cross.
这个就是十字架真实的意义。
The true meaning of the cross is about denying ourselves.
十字架真实的意义就是否决我们的自己。
Laying down our will.
将我们自己的意志放下。
What does it mean to obey the Holy Spirit?
那么顺从圣灵意味着什么呢？
It simply means that we no longer insistThat my way is the best way.
简单的说就是我们不再坚称不再坚持我的道路才是最好的路。
Instead,
相反，
we surrender to God.
我们向神投降，将自己顺服于神。
We have to thank our Lord.
Sorry, can I say again?
We have to thank our Lord.
我们要感谢主。
Because today,
今天，
the Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵 在我们的心里面住在我们的心里面。
On one hand,
一方面
He is to help us put off our old nature.
他帮助我们来脱去我们老旧的天性。
But on the other hand,
另一方面
He is to teach us about all things in Christ.
他也是在基督里面教导我们所有的事。
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
那么圣灵的工作是什么呢？
He is to help us bear the fruit.
就是帮助我们结出果子。
In Galatians 5:22,
加拉太书五章二十二。
Paul shows us there are 9 aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
在加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节这里，保罗给我们看见果子的九个方面。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And these are the 9 aspects of the virtue or excellence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是基督耶稣美德的九个方面。
But not only this will be on the Lord Jesus.
这不仅仅是基督耶稣的美德。
The Holy Spirit is working this all out in every one of us.So that we can share the same excellence of Jesus Christ.
圣灵也要将基督耶稣美德的九个方面做在我们的身上，好让我们与基督的美德有份。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
for us who are to preach the sound gospel of Jesus Christ,
我们这一些要去传讲耶稣基督纯正福音的人，
the last thing we need to focus here is we must learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
最后一件我们要注意的事情就是要去顺服圣灵。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
now we know.
现在我们知道。
What are the 4 main pillars of the sound gospel?
那么纯正福音的四个柱石是什么呢？
Can we remember?
我们能记得吗？
Number 1, what is it?
是什么呢？
Revelation.
启示。
Number 2.
第二个。
Christ.
基督。
Number 3.
第三个。
The cross. Number 4.
基督的十字架。
The Holy Spirit.
第四个圣灵。
If we remain in these truths and pay attention to the sound gospel of Jesus Christ,
如果我们住在 这些真理当中，并且多注意基督纯正的福音，
Then we can avoid many errors and confusions.
那我们可能就会避免很多不需要、不必要的一些混乱和错误。
This is especially important in these dark times that we are in today.
在这一个特别混乱和黑暗的时代，这些特别重要。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
We'll pass the time to Brother Xinyuan.
把时间给Xinyuan弟兄。
我非常感谢 Sherwin 弟兄的交通。
Very grateful for our brother Sherwin's sharing.
因为他把我所要交通的一半都交通完了。
Because he already shared half of what I was going to share.
所以我们的负担是非常相似的。
So we have a very similar burden.
所以我感觉可能会轻松很多。
So I feel much more relaxed.
那 有一些经文呢 ,Sherwin 弟兄已经读过了，所以 我们就先读一处就好了。
Some passages we have already read, so we'll just read one.
启示录第十四章第一节到第五节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 1 to 5.
那我们如果翻到了，我们可以一起读啊。
If we turn there, we can read together.
我读中文，弟兄读英文。
I will read in Chinese and my brother in English.
启示录第十四章第一节。我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子，归于神和羔羊。在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Revelation 14, verse 1. Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder, and the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们都知道，我们基督徒不单单有今世，我们还有来世和永世。
We know, brothers and sisters, that as Christians, we don't just have our current time, we have where we have been and where we are going.
那在永世里面我们都是一样的，我们都是圣洁无有瑕疵的。
And in eternity, we are all the same. We are all without blemish and perfect.
我们都要在新耶路撒冷圣城里面和神同住直到永远。
We will live with the Lord in the New Jerusalem forever.
那这个是永世，我们都一样。
This is the eternity in which we share.
但是呢，在来世里面确实有些不一样。
But in the current era, we have some differences.
在来世里面有两个地方可以去。
In the past, in the age to come, there are some differences.
那一个是天国，一个是天国外面的黑暗。
One is the heavens, and one is the darkness outside of the heavens.
天国呢，是对得胜者的奖赏。
The heavens are for those who have conquered and are victorious.
历世历代众多的得胜者又和基督一同作王一千年。
Those who have been saved through many generations will reign with the Lord in heaven.
所以呢，天国又被称为是千年国度。
And so this will be the reign of 1,000 years.
那些不得胜的呢，他们就在黑暗里面哀哭切齿的懊悔。
Those who have not been victorious will be outside and with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
当然，虽然他们最后也会得胜，但是呢，却失去了这个千年的福分。
They will conquer eventually, but without being in this thousand-year kingdom.
所以在来世里面，我们到底是进天国呢，还是在黑暗里面哀哭切齿呢？就看我们今世是怎么活，就看我们今世到底能不能成为得胜者。
So in the age to come, whether or not we will be in this kingdom depends on if we are overcomers.
那到底什么是得胜者？
So what is an overcomer?
怎样才能得胜呢？
How does one overcome?
得胜者到底要胜过什么呢？
What are you overcoming?
那这个问题是一个很大的问题。
This is a big question.
每次我想到这个问题，我自己头也大了。
Whenever I think about it, my head becomes big.
我感觉好像够不着。
I feel like I cannot grasp it.
得胜者好像又胜过的东西实在太多了。
There's too many things that we must become victorious over.
我们又胜过罪，又胜过世界，胜过肉体，胜过仇敌，胜过死亡，等等等等。
We need to overcome sin and the enemy and death in this world, etc.
太复杂了。
It's too complicated.
我们想一想就知道，好像这里面没有一样我们是可以胜过的。
As we think about it, maybe there's not one thing that we can overcome.
那主耶稣在启示录里面为什么要呼召得胜者呢？
So why does God call overcomers in Revelation?
那些在我们以前的弟兄们，他们是怎么得胜的呢？
How did our brothers and sisters before us overcome?
所以我们感谢主，在圣经里面其实是有很多答案。
So we thank the Lord that in the scriptures there's a lot of answers.
那其中有一处非常好的答案是在这个哥罗西书的第二章。
One such answer is in Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章的十四跟十五节。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 to 15.
第十四节那里面讲到钉在十字架上，第十五节讲到就站着十字架夸胜。
In verse 14, we see it was nailed to the cross, and in 15, we see a public display of triumph.
所以原来我们得胜并不是靠我们自己，乃是靠着十字架夸胜的。
So we overcome not by ourselves, but through the cross.
那我们靠自己是永远不可能得胜的。
Through ourselves, we cannot overcome.
在罗马书第六章第六节那里讲到，我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，我们就不再做罪的奴仆了。
In Romans 6:6, we know that our body of sin was already crucified with Christ, so we are no longer slaves to sin.
那在加拉太书第二章二十节，刚刚修远弟兄有读过，就是说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And in Galatians 2:20, as we read earlier, we know that we no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
那当然，圣经当中还有许许多多这个钉十字架的这个章节。
There's many other verses in the scriptures about being nailed to the cross.
就像刚刚读过的肉体，我们的肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲钉十字架。
As we read earlier, our flesh is crucified on the cross.
那加拉太书当中还有世界已经钉十字架，就世界而言，我已经钉十字架。
And in Galatians, we read that we are also crucified with, to the world.
所以我们看见说，不论是团体的救人，还是这个个体的我，都已经钉十字架，都已经钉死了。
So we know that whether it's a corporate crucifixion or individually our own sinful selves, we have been crucified.
我一死，基督就活出来。
And as I die, Christ can be lived out.
基督会失败吗？
Will Christ fail?
基督当然不会失败。
Of course not.
他是得胜的主。
He is the victorious God.
他已经胜过了一切。
He has overcome everything.
所以在圣经里面，神的方法就是钉十字架。
So in the scriptures, God's method is the cross.
那所以我们首先呢要有这个看见，就是说我们已经死了，我们已经与基督同钉十字架了。
So first we can see this understanding that we have died, that we have been crucified with Christ.
如果没有这个看见的话，我们不可能得胜。
If we don't have this understanding, we cannot overcome.
我们需要知道这个。
We have to know this.
如果我们现在还不知道，我们需要向主求。
If we don't know this, we need to seek the Lord.
求主开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够看见这个。
And pray that He opens our eyes that we can have this revelation.
因为得胜的不是我们，乃是基督。
Because who overcomes is not us, but the Lord Jesus.
那我们看见了这个呢，还不够。
And having seen this is still not enough.
我们还需要天天活在这个看见当中。
We have to daily live in this revelation.
活在十字架致死的这个光景当中。
Live in the reality of the cross.
所以这个哥罗西书第二章十四到十五节那里面讲到，钉在十字架上，就站着十字架跨胜。
So we see in Colossians chapter 2, being crucified and also standing in the cross.
那这个得胜的道路就是十字架的道路。
This overcoming or victorious path is the path of the cross.
十字架的道路是要牺牲，要付代价的。
The path of the cross means sacrifice, means giving up ourselves.
刚才我们诗歌唱了。
As we sang earlier,
唯有偿付代价，背十字架才能够得胜。
Only through bearing the cross can we overcome.
在路加福音第九章二十三到二十四节那里面讲到说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，这里的生命就是魂生命，也就是指着己说的。凡要救魂生命的，必丧掉魂生命；凡为我丧掉魂生命的，必救了魂生命。
In Luke 9:23, Jesus says,If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. In this passage, the life is our soul life.
这个就是我们要付的代价，我们要舍己，天天背十字架来跟随主。
This is our burden that we must daily crucify ourselves and follow him.
刚刚圣远弟兄也讲过，就是说十字架中心的意义就是舍己。
As we heard earlier, the centrality of the cross is giving up ourselves.
就是要弃绝自己，否认自己。
It's to deny ourselves.
所以我们需要在灵里面有一个清楚明亮的看见。
So in the spirit, we must have a real understanding.
我们已经死了。
That we are dead.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
That we have already been crucified with Christ.
除此之外呢，我们也需要在实际的生活当中天天舍己，背起十字架来跟随主。
And therefore, in our daily lives, we need to bear the cross and live our lives for the Lord.
这个是得胜的道路，这个是进天国的路。
This is the overcoming way. This is the path to heaven.
主耶稣在马太福音十一章十二节那里面讲到，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。
In Matthew chapter 11, the Lord tells us that to enter heaven is through, that the kingdom of heaven is through violence.
那这句话弟兄姊妹们都非常熟悉。
We are familiar with this word violence here.
我们知道这个国语里面翻译这个努力进入，原文就是强暴自己。
In the Chinese, the translation is not quite violence, but hardworking.
Yeah. 所以当然这稍微粗鲁了一点，强暴自己是吧？
It's a softer translation of the word violence.
那委婉一点呢，意思就是说用厉害的对付自己。
But another way of looking at this is we need to look at ourselves in a very strict way.
这个最厉害的对付呢，就是对付到死。
The strictest way of looking at ourselves is to come to death.
就像刚刚弟兄说，向自己死。
Just as our brother shared earlier, to be dead to ourselves.
所以这个舍己就是舍己的最高峰。
So to let go of ourselves is the epitome of self-sacrifice.
所以我们再来读一下这句话，弟兄姊妹们，意思就是说，天国是舍己进入的，舍己的人就得着。
So the kingdom of heaven is entered through giving up of ourselves.
那我们回到我们刚刚所读的启示录第十四章，开头那里，第一节到第五节那里。
Going back to Revelation chapter 14, verse 15.
那里面呢是讲到得胜者被提到天上，在神宝座前的光景。
We see that the overcomer comes into the heavens before the throne of God.
这些得胜者身上有许多特点。
There's a lot of characteristics of these victorious ones.
那每一个特点都与十字架有关。
Every characteristic has to do with the cross.
一开始就他就讲到，这些人他们的额头上写着主的名和神的名。
First, he talks about how on the foreheads there's the name of the Father written.
Yeah. 那这说明说他们是属主的，是属神的。
And also the name of Christ. We know that this means that they are of the Lord and of the Father.
他们是在主和父的名下的。
They are under our God and our Father.
那另外呢，写在额头上，也就是写在这个最显眼的地方。
And another way they're looking at this is the most obvious place for them to have their identity.
就是说谁都看得见。
Everybody can see.
你一看就知道他的额头上有名字。
As soon as you look at them, you know that there's a word, a name on their foreheads.
那这是一个公开的宣告，是一个公开的见证。
It's a public declaration.
Yeah. 然后呢，他们在宝座前，并且在四活物和众长老前唱新歌。
And they sing a new song before the throne and before the elders.
那我想这个歌啊，是他们自身的经历，是他们得胜的经历。这个是凯旋之歌。
This song, I believe, it's born out of their own experience.
那也是赞美之歌。
It's also a song of praise.
那除他们以外呢，别人学不了。
Nobody else can learn the song.
这个歌的这些得胜者，他们大合唱呢，他们的歌声是非常奇妙的。
These victorious ones, their chorus of song is amazing.
他们的歌声像众水是吧？像众水那样洪亮。
It's like the sound of many waters.
像大雷那样威严。
The sound of thunder.
那也像琴声那么美妙。
Also like the sound of harpists.
所以在这个歌呢，你很难形容，就像一个交响乐，就像一个合唱团。
So it's hard to describe this sound. It's maybe like an orchestral sound.
然后在第四节那里讲到他们未曾沾染妇女。
And also in verse 4, we see that they have not been defiled with women.
那这个意思就是说他们没有跟这个偶像联合，没有拜偶像，没有跟世界联合。
This means that they have not bowed down to idols, that they were not defiled with the world.
他们没有向罪恶妥协。
They have not been corrupted by sin.
他们对主是专一的，是忠贞的。
They were single-minded in following the Lord.
然后这帮人呢，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They are also the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
这里面最起码有一点就是说，说明他们没有自己的道路。
One point here is that they didn't have their own will.
羔羊的道路就是他们的道路。
The will of the Lamb is their own will.
羔羊怎么走，他们就怎么走。
Whatever path the Lamb goes, they go as well.
羔羊去哪里，他们就去哪里。
Wherever the Lamb goes, they go.
他们跟随羔羊，不离不弃。
They follow all the time after the Lamb.
那最终跟着就跟到天上去了，跟到西安，天上的西安山去了。
And eventually, of course, they follow the Lamb to the heavens, to Mount Zion.
然后他们还有一个非常特别的名称，叫做初熟的果子。
And also, they have been the first fruits to the God.
我们知道这个初熟的果子在这个保罗在哥林多书里面，他称主耶稣基督为初熟的果子。
We know that Paul in Corinthians, he talks about Jesus as the first fruit.
那这里面呢，这初熟的果子用来形容这一帮得胜者。
And here, first fruits are describing these overcomers.
主耶稣是第一个得胜者。
Christ is the first victorious one.
那可以说这一帮圣徒呢，是第一批得胜者，
and you can
最先得胜的。
that these saints are out of that first harvest of overcomers as
well. 他们跟随羔羊，跟随的尽已经被磨成羔羊的形象。
Because they followed after the Lamb, they have become after the form of the Lamb.
所以他们配得上被称为是初熟的果子。
So they are worthy to be called the first fruits.
我们都知道这个初熟的果子是最贵重的。
We know that the first fruits are the most valued.
所有的果子最终都要成熟。
All the fruits will be harvested.
只不过呢，有的是先熟的，有的是后熟的。
But some first, some latter.
就像我们所有蒙恩得救的圣徒，最终都要得胜。
Just as us believers, all of us will become sanctified.
但是在时间上，有的是先得胜。
But over time, some will become sanctified.
有的是后得胜。
Some after.
在我们刚刚读的启示录十四章第四节那里讲到初熟的果子，然后呢，接着十四章第十五节就讲到庄稼已经熟透。
And so we see here in later in 15, that the time has come.
那十四章同一章这个第十八节又讲到葡萄熟透了。
And in 18, we see that the grapes, the vine of the earth are ripe.
这几节里面讲到熟透的时候，都是讲到又收割了。
So when it's time of ripening, that's also the time of reaping.
所以我们看见说有很多不同时期成熟的。
So we see different times of maturation.
这个收割就是被提。
Reaping is also
rapture.
The rapture.
那我们就看见说有的是灾前被提的，有的是灾中被提的，有的是大灾难之后被提的，这被提的这时间段不同。
So some raptures might be before, some might be after, tribulation.
那这些初熟的果子，他们为什么最先成熟了呢？
So why are some of these the first fruits ripe first?
这些果子啊，他们在最上面，或者是在最外面。
These fruits are maybe at the very top or the very outermost.
他们经受风吹雨打。
They experience all the elements.
他们直接暴露在阳光之下。
They are under the sun.
他们是晒熟的莓果。
They have been they have become ripe.
他们受苦最重，所以他们最先成熟。
They have experienced the most sufferings, and therefore they have become ripe first.
那些躲在这个树里面的，躲在树荫里面的。
Those hidden inside the branches, inside the leaves.
那他们风吹不到，雨打不到，太阳也晒不到。
The wind can't reach them, the rain and the sun cannot reach them.
他们活得确实是非常滋润，非常享受。
They have a very envious life, maybe.
只不过不成熟。
But they're not mature.
那我们现实的生活当中也告诉我们，这个贫穷人的孩子早当家。
So in our experience, we know that those who are born in poverty might succeed.
苦难使我们成长。
Through difficulty we grow.
那这个苦难就是十字架的苦难，不是我们自己自找苦吃。
But this difficulty is not the difficulties of life, but the difficulties through the cross.
圣经当中成熟的意思就是达到了神所要我们达到的。
Maturity in the Bible is to receive that which the Lord wishes for us to receive.
就是神在我们身上的工作做成了。这个是成熟。
Is that the work that the Lord has started in us is completed?
并不是我们自己觉得说这挺熟了。
It's not that we think that we're mature.
乃是神的，乃是以神为标准的。
But through the Lord's standards that we're mature.
他在我们身上的目的达到了，这个是成熟。
That he has accomplished his will in us. That is true maturity.
所以我们看见说这里这个得胜者并不是一般超级基督徒，他们乃是一般正常长大成熟的基督徒。
So we know that these believers are not some type of supernatural Christian. They're just normal Christians.
然后最后他们这个口中是查不出谎言的，是没有瑕疵的。
And out of their mouths there are no false words.
那这里面最少有一点，就是说我们知道这个世界是充满谎言的。
So we know that in this world there is plenty of lies.
魔鬼撒旦他就是谎言之父。
Satan, he is the father of lies.
这个是圣经里面讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
意思就是说这个谎言的源头就是从魔鬼撒旦那里来的。
In other words, origin of lies and falsehood is Satan.
这些得胜者他们里面没有谎言，意思就是说他们里面没有一点魔鬼的成分。
These overcomers have no lies. In other words, they have no part of Satan within them.
魔鬼撒旦在他们里面没有任何地位，没有一点的作为。
The devil has no foothold in them.
这个是得胜。
This is victory.
那不是说魔鬼考了50分，他考了60分，他胜过魔鬼了，不是这样。
It's not that the devil scored 50 and they scored 60.
乃是说魔鬼在他里面是零分。
But in other words, the devil has 0 points in them.
我们里面其实已经有了基督得胜的生命。
In fact, we have the victorious life of Christ within each and every one of us.
那我们得胜本来应该是再正常不过的。
So we should be able to overcome.
但是呢，我们发现说在现在这个教会当中，在现今的教会当中，许多弟兄姊妹仍旧活在软弱，活在失败当中。
But we witness that in our church life, many of our brothers and sisters and ourselves are still in a weakness.
最重要的原因就是我们拒绝十字架。
The most important reason is because we have eschewed the cross.
我们不愿意舍己。
We are not willing to let go of ourselves.
我们太爱自己了。
We love ourselves too much.
我们太把自己当做一回事了。
We have looked upon ourselves too highly.
我们觉得自己还可以做一点什么事。
We think that we can do something for the Lord.
我们不知道说我们已经钉十字架了。
But we don't know that we have already been crucified.
我们不知道说我们需要站着十字架才能够得胜。
We don't know that we need to stand on the cross to overcome.
Yeah.我记得我以前刚来美国的时候啊，很久以前了，二十几年前。
I remember when I first immigrated to the United States 20 years ago.
那个时候我也信主了。
I was already a believer then.
那刚来的时候呢，我在餐馆做工作了蛮久的。
And when I first came, I worked at a restaurant for many years.
做前面的服务生，做起台。
I was the host. I was the waiter.
那个时候呢，因为这个工资很低啊，所以我们大部分的收入都是从小费来的。
At that time, compensation was quite low, so a large amount of my income came from tips.
所以我们就很在意这个小费的多少，有没有小费。
So I really cared about if there was gratuity and how much gratuity was.
如果你服务了老半天，这个人没有给小费，你就很生气。
If you serve them so hard and they give you no tip or little tip, you were quite angry at them.
这个没有给小费，我们就多看他几眼。
If you didn't pay tip, I would give you a dirty look.
Yeah. 一方面呢，是要提醒他，哎，要给了。
It's one, in one aspect, it's to remind you, you need to give a tip.
另一方面呢，是要把他记住，下一次再来的时候，不管他了。
In another aspect, is to remember him that if they come next time, you're going to ignore them.
所以你知道，起台这个记人的脸是很厉害的。
So the host, the waiters have a very good eye.
那有一次呢，我记得我那一年在这个 Louisiana, 在那边做起台。
So I was working in Louisiana at a restaurant.
有一个客人实在非常差。
And there was a guest who was extremely poor.
而且还是熟客，天天来。
And he was a regular.
没小费也就算了，态度还很恶劣。
Not only did he not tip us, his attitude was poor.
有一次他问我。
One time he asked me.
你刚刚进去添饮料的时候，有没有把口水吐进去？
When you got my beverage earlier, did you spit in my glass?
我说没有，我是基督徒，我不会做这样的事情。
I said, no, I'm a Christian, I wouldn't do this.
但是我又回了他一句。
But I returned another statement to him.
我说换成其他人，你都不知道你今天吃了什么东西。
I said, if it was someone else, you wouldn't even know what you were eating today.
所以那个时候，我自己得承认，我这个服务的时候脾气也是非常差的。
I had to confess that when I was serving then, I didn't have the best attitude.
那后来搬到西雅图了。
Then I moved to Seattle.
那多了一些聚会，多了一些追求，我就觉得说不能够再这样下去。
After growing in the Lord and through meeting with brothers and sisters, I realized I could not continue in this way.
不给小费就不给小费，我们是基督徒，不应该生气的。
If you don't tip me, that's you don't tip me. We're believers.
态度差就态度差了，我们不应该生气，我们是基督徒。
If your attitude is bad, your attitude is bad. I'm a Christian. I shouldn't act that way.
所以我就有一些这个训练。
So I had some training.
Yeah, 我就这个。怎么说呢？就是咬紧牙关来忍耐。
So I grip my teeth and try to relent.
你不给小费没问题。
If you don't give me tip, no problem.
我是基督徒，我不生气。
I'm a Christian. I will not get angry.
你对我态度很坏，我不生气。
If you're giving me a poor attitude, I will not get angry.
哦，忍耐了一段时间，感觉好像还不错。
I relented for a pretty long time, and I felt pretty good about myself.
好像很多没给小费的，我不是很生气了。
I wasn't angry at those who didn't tip me.
我觉得我修炼的还行呢。
I thought I was pretty good.
结果有一次来了三个客人。
And one day, three customers came.
那我记得非常清楚，那三个客人呢，他们点了一桌子的菜。
I remember these three customers ordered a whole table's worth of dishes.
那 这个账单的总数呢非常奇妙，99.99。
The final bill was $99.99.
你知道十几二十年前这个99.99抵得上我们现在300块。
from 10-15 years ago, it's probably worth $300 now.
Yeah. 那算钱的时候呢，其中有一个就过来算钱了。
And so when the check came, one of the customers came to take the bill.
他看了看账单99.99，然后拿出一张100块的塞到我的手里，非常威武霸气的说：“不用找了，剩下的给你小费。
”He took the he took a look at the bill and gave me a crisp $100 bill and said, "You don't you can keep the change."
我看着这个满桌子被浪费的这个食物，再看看手中一分钱的小费。
I saw the table full of uneaten food and the 1 cent tip in my hand.
Oh, 整个人就像火山一样，差一点爆发了。
I was almost like a volcano about to erupt.
那个时候我忘记了我是基督徒，我不应该生气。
I forgot I was a Christian and I shouldn't get angry.
我心里想，你怎么可以这么羞辱我？
In my heart, I thought, how dare you treat me this way?
从来没有受过这样的羞辱。
I've never been humiliated in this way before.
服务了这么久时间，居然给我一分钱的小费，你不给就好了嘛。
I served you all this time, you give me 1 cent, you should have given me nothing.
你打哪里不好，要打我的脸呢？
How dare you slap my face?
你碰哪里不好，你为什么要碰我的己呢？
How dare you attack myself?
你为什么要碰我的自尊？
How dare you attack my self-dignity?
哦，那一天那个生气得不得了啊。
I was angry beyond imagination.
还好没有骂人。
Thankfully, I didn't yell at them.
那最终呢，我冷静下来之后，我就在想。
After I calmed down, I thought,
我这个学忍耐的功课学了这么久。
I've learned this lesson in patience for so long.
我咬紧牙关学了这么久。
I clenched my jaw for so long.
我到底学了什么东西？
What did I actually learn?
为什么我还是这么容易生气？
Why was I still so prone to anger?
为什么我胜不过这一分钱？
Why was I unable to overcome this 1 cent?
那一次的经历让我明白说靠自己是绝对不可能得胜的。
That experience reminded me that I could not overcome on my own.
不管我多么努力，我还是我。
Doesn't matter how much hard work I place into it, it's still myself.
没有一点改变。
There's no change.
信主这么多年还是软弱，还是失败。
Through this many years, I was still a failure.
那个时候我不是信主一天两天，不是信主一个月两个月，那个时候我起码信主十年以上了。
I wasn't a new believer. I had known the Lord for more than a decade.
所以我就知道说，在我里面，就是在我肉体当中是毫无良善的。
So I knew that within myself, within my flesh, there was no good thing.
我这个人是不可能被改善的。
I could not be improved.
我需要换一个人来活。
I needed a new man.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Not me, but Christ.
所以感谢主，在那不久之后呢，主就稍微开了我的眼睛，叫我看见说我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
So thankfully, the Lord opened my eyes and gave me revelation that I had been crucified with Christ.
那真的是一个极大的释放。
And that was a huge freedom.
那叫我不活在自己的里面。
So I wasn't living in myself.
那个软弱失败的我已经钉十字架了。
The weak, sinful self had been crucified with Christ.
那现在是那个得胜的主在我里面活着。
But the victorious Christ lives within me.
基督是我的生命。
Jesus is my life.
基督是你的生命。
Jesus is your life.
基督是我们所有基督徒的生命。
Jesus is our life as believers.
啊，这个是非常宝贵的。
This is a precious truth.
所以我想，我们不需要一个一个的胜过这个罪了，胜过世界、肉体等等。
We don't need to individually overcome sin and death in this world.
我们只要看是谁在活。
We just want to see who is living.
我自己活必定失败。
If I am living, I will fail.
主在活必定得胜。
But if the Lord is living, he will surely conquer.
因为基督不会失败的。
Conquer because the Lord will not fail.
所以重点就看我们肯不肯舍己，肯不肯背十字架。
So the focus is, are we willing to give up ourselves? Are we willing to take up the cross?
这个刚刚我们读过，主告诉我们天天舍己背十字架来跟随他，这个就是常常得胜的秘诀。
As we read earlier, as the Lord Jesus tells us daily, we should take up our cross and follow Him, and this is the secret to living.
这时间已经到了，我就停在这里啊。
Our time is up, so we'll end here.
我们最后有一个简短的祷告。
Let's have a short prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你，借着圣经，你告诉我们说，我们的旧人已经和你同钉十字架。
Lord, we thank you that through your scriptures, you have told us that our old self has been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And now who lives is not myself, but Christ who lives within me.
并且他是爱我，为我舍己。
And this is the Christ who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们感谢你，这是天大的恩典。
We thank you that this is grace.
这是得胜的道路。
This is the overcoming life.
这是进天国的道路。
This is the life that leads to heaven.
主，我们求你来开我们每一个弟兄姊妹的眼睛。
Please open up the eyes of every brother and sister.
使我们知道说我们已经与你同定了。
That we may know that we have been crucified with you.
并且带领我们天天舍己，天天背十字架来跟随你。
And lead us that we can daily take up our cross and follow you.
带领我们走这条得胜的道路。
To walk this victorious life.
好叫你的旨意在我们身上能够得着成全。
That your will may be done in our lives.
感谢主垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
We thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.